Where's Russell Wilson going to play football next season? Is it going to be Seattle? Is Pete Carroll going to be his coach? What do we think?
I don't know.
Because it seems like Russell Wilson wants to play somewhere else. I don't know why Seattle just couldn't get a new head coach. I don't know why they have to do both, right?
They're going the Philadelphia Eagles route, getting rid of Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson.
Or they're bringing them both back. I don't know. A trade would have to be made to get Russell Wilson out of Seattle. I don't know if the Seahawks are willing to do that. That hasn't stopped everyone and their mother from speculating where Wilson's going to play next year after a disappointing season this year with the Seahawks. Quite frankly, Pete Carroll is also at the point in his life. Look, man, there's a certain point as an NFL coach or a professional coach, even a college coach, where your message gets lost. It gets tuned out. I think that's where Pete Carroll is. Pete Carroll, listen, he won a national championship at USC, won the Super Bowl at the Seahawks, one of the best coaches to ever do it. Doesn't get mentioned up there. Maybe if he didn't let Darrell Bevell call a stupid play on the goal line, he'd have more than one Super Bowl.
Gosh.
Probably. Not maybe. Probably.
Do you ever wonder, tangent, do you ever wonder how that would have changed things if they would have just run the ball? If Marshawn Lynch would have just run the ball, won the game, Brady doesn't win that Super Bowl, does that change anything to where we are right now?
It's a great what if, for sure. But just because Wilson's under contract, just because he needs to be traded, just because it feels like the Seahawks would be dumb to trade him, right? Change the coach, yes. But trade Russ, that doesn't necessarily seem like it's a great idea. That hasn't stopped everyone from speculating where Russell Wilson could end up next season. Of course, there could be wholesale changes coming with the New York Giants. We already know they'll have a new GM. We know they're going to have a new coach. We don't know who their quarterback's going to be. The idea was floated this week about Russ, Mr. Unlimited, in New York.
I think New York or New Orleans, and the day he walks through that building, and I've been there, I've traded for Brett Favre with the Jets. Your groundskeeper, your video director, everyone gets excited. And what did we see with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay? An aura of association. And ask Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin and Phil Sims and Bill Parcells. When you win in New York, there's nothing like it. And if he went to the Giants, the day he walks through that building, everything changes. And who knows what other players would walk to New York to play with Russell Wilson in the Big Apple.
The Giants. Neek's face is saying what I'm thinking. Neek, what do you think?
I mean, those other quarterbacks, like, they had defenders, they had players around them. I don't know if they're going to be able to sign all these guys that you think that Russell's going to be able to bring there. I don't think that's a realistic place where Russell would want to go. Living in New York, it's probably awesome. Winning in New York, fantastic. Being bad in New York, like, the amount of attention that Joe Judge and Danny Dimes is getting right now, like, it's not fun to be bad in New York either. I'd much rather be awesome in New Orleans than boo-boo in NYC.
So that was Mike Tannenbaum saying, listen, the Giants should try to figure this out. Now, don't forget the Giants have all kinds of draft capital right now. They traded their first-round pick last year to Chicago, so now they have their first-round pick and Chicago's. They have two picks in the top 10. This is not a great draft, though. I don't think you could just give up even both of those picks and another number one to get Russ. Russ is 33 at this point, by the way. He's got 2 years left on his contract. Seattle keeps saying, we're going to keep everybody, or we're going to talk about it. And Pete Carroll keeps saying, basically, that he's going to be back. Pete Carroll's going to be 71 by the time next season starts. Not saying you can't do the job at that age. I'm just saying at this point, the message has started to fade with Pete Carroll. And he is a positive guy, always been a positive guy. I look at the Seahawks, the way that their season went this year, and when Russ got hurt and missed those games, they weren't good. Like, he's their whole team, and that's Russ's frustration with the Seahawks. He wants some help around him. They have DK Metcalf. They haven't had a good running back since Marshawn Lynch, right? Russ, for whatever problems that he has with tight ends, they made a move to get Jimmy Graham a couple of years ago. Russ does not play well with tight ends for whatever reason. I don't know why. So that you would think offensive line, better running game. These are maybe even think about the defensive side where they were and where they are now. They were bad on defense this year. So it's going to be interesting to see what Seattle ends up doing For me, I keep Russ, I hire a new coach. I think this one's fairly easy, especially since they're keeping John Schneider as their general manager. At some point, you do have to look at some of the cumulative effect of all of the moves that you've made, and have you helped your team get back to the point where it was under Pete Carroll 5 years ago, 6 years ago, number one seed in the NFC, winning the NFC championship, getting to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl once, getting back to the Super Bowl, losing to the Patriots. In my opinion, if you have a quarterback that can get you there, you shouldn't trade him. It's that simple. Look at all the problems that the Carolina Panthers have right now. The Carolina Panthers had Cam Newton. They had a franchise quarterback. They had a quarterback who could win, get them to and win a Super Bowl. Did not win in Super Bowl 50, but that team was capable. And because of him, he was the MVP of the league. When you don't have a quarterback, you can't count on those extra draft picks. You can't count that you're going to get those draft picks right. Remember, Russ was a third-round pick. That wasn't somebody who they said, oh, yeah. They went out and spent all that money on Matt Flynn that offseason.
He had to beat out Matt Flynn, man. That's
well, to Pete Carroll's everlasting credit, Seattle went out, made a big splash in free agency that year when they got Flynn. There aren't a lot of coaches who would have given Russ the chance to start the way that Pete Carroll did immediately that year, the way that Pete Carroll did. Those are all in Pete. That's all in Pete Carroll's favor. I'm just saying now at this point, that's 8 years ago, 9 years ago with Russ. 11 was the year he played in Wisconsin. So 12 is for 10 years ago. 10 is his first year in the NFL. 12 is his first year in the NFL. So I would not trade a franchise quarterback. I would not. Not unless it was a situation like last year. If Seattle did this last year and said to Jacksonville, we will give you Russ for the number one overall pick, then you know you have Trevor Lawrence, a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Even that is still a risk. But for this year, in this draft class, we could save this tape and I could sound really stupid in 10 years. I like Sam Howell, but I don't know if he's going to be the first quarterback off the board. I like Kenny Pickett. He's projected to be the first quarterback off the board. Is Kenny Pickett a newer version of Kirk Cousins? Probably. I mean, that's probably his ceiling, right? You look at the teams that are left in the playoffs. You look at the teams who have a legitimate chance to win this thing. What do they got?
The guy.
They got a dude, man. They got a dude. Now, we may not have known Josh. I mean, you needed to see something in Josh Allen. Given his statistics at Wyoming. Yes, the physical package was there. Yes, the arm talent was there. But credit to Sean McDermott and everything that they've done, Brian Daboll, everything that they've done in Buffalo to get Josh Allen to the place where he is. It'll be interesting to see what Seattle ends up doing, what Russell Wilson ends up doing. I'm willing to bet that Pete Carroll's not his coach next year. That's the only thing I'm willing to bet on. I would be surprised if he was traded. Because there just doesn't seem to make anything that there does not seem to be anything out there right now that makes a whole lot of sense. We'll see what happens after the Super Bowl, though. That's where everything picked up last year, remember. Russ likes the attention now, let's not forget.
Should I hit the breaking news sound?
He likes the attention. Here's what I would love to see somehow, which I don't think is going to happen. I would love to see Mike Tomlin get the chance to coach Russell Wilson. I'd love to see Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, particularly after what Pittsburgh did to this year to that team. Oh yeah, we're gonna play Ben Roethlisberger because we're loyal. No man, you don't waste years. Waste chances.
Maybe that's why Juju wants to stay because he knows something we don't.
He could. I'll also bet that Matt Canada will not be the offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers next year. I had someone call me this week and say, you know, you were right about all the play calling sequence for the Steelers. I was like, yeah, man, I watched a lot of Matt Canada football in my life. I'm telling you, not in a bad way. I know what they're going to do. I know what he's going to do. It's going to be fascinating to see where Matt Canada ends up because at this rate, he's going to be the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Because every job he fails at and gets fired from, he ends up somehow getting a better job.
But wherever he ends up, if it's coaching, that third string tight end is going to get a lot
of
love.
Yes, you want him on your fantasy team. You need him on your fantasy team.